sure there are quite a few questions. We'll take some for 10 minutes or so. Yes.
A few questions, but briefly, how do we divert an asteroid?
I've got over to you. I hope that we're really ignorant about what these things are like, and because of that, you can't handle them roughly. Okay. If you think about how big the Earth is, okay, it's 13,000 kilometers in diameter. An asteroid crosses that at 30 kilometers per second in less than 10 minutes. It's a very short length of time. So if you think that you've actually predicted six orbits ahead of time that this thing's going to come around and zonk you in 23 million years, all you've got to do is change its orbit. Orbital period, the length of time it takes to go around the sun, by a matter of 1 or 2 minutes per orbit. Okay? Out of maybe 4 years is the length of each orbit. So you can see that's a very small change in speed you need to induce. 30 kilometers per second, but in fact you only need to change that 30 kilometers per second by 1 centimeter per second in order to divert it sufficiently so that it will miss the Earth. However, in order to induce that velocity change, and leave it intact, you've got to be very gentle. You cannot put a nuclear weapon on top of it and zonk it and expect it to remain as a monolith. You would just break it up if you put a nuclear weapon onto it. Nuclear weapons, I should say, are the only way we know of in order to deliver the necessary energy. The way in which you would actually do it is you would put the nuclear weapon about 100 or 200 meters above its surface and you let it off. What actually hits the asteroid is the neutron flux from the nuclear weapon, nuclear explosion, and that would evaporate a thickness of 10 or 50 centimeters, however much, from the near side of that asteroid. And that stuff would then evaporate and it would move outwards in the outward hemisphere and would apply a jet force to the asteroid. And we, according to all the calculations, that would be sufficient to change its velocity by 1 or 2 centimeters a second, which you require, and it wouldn't break it up because the only thing actually hitting it are the neutrons. And you also apply that over the whole of the surface. So it's a very gentle way of doing it, even though it needs nuclear weapons.
Okay.